Now think about the film you have just watched. Max, like most of us when he began a new job, is full of passion, enthusiasm, and fire. When he takes initiative to get and keep customers, Mr. Harold takes a piece of hide off him. Max is micromanaged and controlled to the point that his spirit is broken. He becomes gun-shy, and he loses his vision off his purpose, his potential, and his freedom to choose. He's lost his voice. He swears never to take initiative again. Max, the person, gets into a codependent mindset with Mr. Harold, and you can see him gradually becoming like Max the dog, just waiting for the next command. You might be tempted to blame the problem on Mr. Harold, but notice that his boss treats him just the same way he treats Max. Such insulting micromanaging is endemic throughout the whole company. The whole culture is codependent. No one is exercising leadership, that is, initiative and influence, because everyone assumes leadership is a function of position. The truth is, most organizations are not too unlike Max and Mr. Harold's. Even the best organizations I've worked with over the last 40 years are absolutely filled with problems, like the ones mentioned before. The pain from these problems and challenges is becoming much more acute because of the changes taking place in the world today. Just like with Max and Max, such challenges generally fall into three categories: organizational, relationship, and personal. At the organizational level, a controlling management philosophy drives performance, communication, compensation and reward, training and development, information, and other core systems which suppress human talent and voice. This control philosophy has its roots in the industrial age and has become the dominant management mindset of those in positions of authority across all industries and professions. Again, I call it the thing mindset of the industrial age. At the relationship level, most organizations are filled with codependency. There is a fundamental lack of trust, and many lack the skill and mindset to work out their differences in authentic, creative ways. Even though organizational systems and controlling management practices do much to foster this codependency, the problem is compounded by the fact that so many people have been raised being compared to others at home and competing against others in school, in athletics, and in the workplace. These powerful influences cultivate a scarcity mentality, a comparison-based identity, so that many people have a hard time being genuinely happy for the successes of others. And thinking in terms of voice and release instead of control and management. At the personal level, these organizations are filled with bright, talented, creative people at every level who feel straitjacketed, undervalued, and uninspired. They are frustrated and don't believe they have the power to change things.